What is up, everybody? Welcome back, because it's great to be alive on a Tuesday night with the Fig Guys, and it's me, the OG Fig Kid, and joining me as usual, this guy.
Had me muted still. It's me. It's good old Mike B. At least I was using the correct microphone this week. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday. It feels good to be a Fig Guy, as Tom likes to say, and it's, hey, we're here, we're alive, we're all Fig Guys and gals. Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, Tom. How are you doing, sir?
I'm just peachy. I'm feeling great.
You look peachy. You got way better complexion than I do today.
Oh, shoot. I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Coming off of a very, very busy long week last week, but St. Patrick's Day's over, parades are done with, all the stuff's handled.
And you didn't have any corned beef and cabbage?
No corned beef. I did have a snowy parade, though. So,
oh, wow.
It wasn't terrible. I had the big bear coat.
You have a big sandwich in between nice weather for a snowy parade.
Yeah, of course, right? And I missed out on the corned beef, so I didn't get the salty warmness.
I had it twice. Yesterday I had the leftovers today, and I have one more dish in the fridge waiting for me. So we need to do St. Patrick's Day in September, like they do Christmas in July, just to get another corned beef and cabbage.
I'm here for that. I like that. Yeah. Good stuff, man. How's your week been, man? We're only Tuesday into it, but
I've been off so far. I finished a showcase in the 2K25 last night. Finally, what a great job they did with the showcase. Like, I thought they really nailed everything about it. Like, the fact that they're not cut into the scenes anymore and are all integrated right into the game, I think that makes it better. I really enjoyed it. And the surprises at the end, and I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but the finale is just so much fun. The stadium, the arena that they're in looks amazing.
It's cool.
It's definitely worth playing the showcase and have fun. And if you don't want it to take forever, like, Paul Heyman's so good in those clips in the middle, but I did skip a couple of them just to get it done.
It's so hard to skip Paul.
I know. He's so good.
You're into it. You know, you really, really, well, really
get it. It's kind of like a great documentary in between all the games that you're playing. So it's a lot of fun. And the showcase, I don't know if you know this, but it's broken up into three parts. It's, you got to complete the five things that already happened.
Yeah.
Then you got to for five things, you got to change the outcome of what happened. Ooh. And then there's fantasy things. Like, I got to fight the Samoans versus the Dudley Boys in a table match. So,
yeah, that's fun.
Dude, so, they did a really fun job with it. I thought it was also fresh. Like, they've been recycling so many of them, it seemed like, the WrestleMania one. And one. So, it was good.
How many WrestleManias can we play through?
I know.
Same matches, too. Right, we switch it up a little bit.
The graphics, I've really gotten to play the game now, and I really, really enjoying 2K25. I think they did a great job. I'm back into my faction again. I have just one problem. There's two games I like to buy for the PlayStation every year. I love WWE 2K25, and I love MLB The Show, and they have to come out a week apart.
That's brutal.
I would love 6 months of one and 6 months of the other, but yeah. MLB The Show has a Dynasty League, which is just like my faction, where you're collecting baseball cards and building fantasy rosters. And my buddy Matt from the Extra Cooler Show got me into it, and that's a lot of fun. There's a lot of mini games in that and stuff, so...
That's cool.
PlayStation taking up my time. That's how I was. I need a little mini portable PlayStation that I could take to work to play it. And I just don't think that's possible.
Well, they sell the PlayStation Portal.
Yeah.
Screen and the controller's built into it. But you have to have a good Wi-Fi.
No, there's no Wi-Fi. There's Wi-Fi, but it sucks. And then my phone connection at work stinks. So.
Yeah, I think they just allowed it so you can play games offline, if I'm correct.
Oh, really?
On that, but I'm not 100% sure. But still... Got some options out there. Hopefully we get you set up for...
We got to get up
and get some together. Travel stuff. Yeah. Well, that too.
Yeah.
We got to get you set up for 2K on the go for Mania.
Yeah, dude. I don't want to miss it. Oh, I didn't even think of that. I need to get something.
Yeah, you can play on the airplane.
Oh, okay. You're going to help me find something to get this. I need this. I absolutely need this.
Yeah. No, good stuff.
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Man.
We got the best of the best going on right now. Wrestling is killing it.
It's such like
a great Raw last night.
We
have to talk a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh. What a crowd. The crowd was the MVP last night.
Yeah.
They put the US crowds to shame, man. Imagine last year's WrestleMania Night 1 main event with that crowd.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the match for Night 1's main event last year with the tag team gets enough credit, like, because it was so cold that the crowd was completely out of it.
Yeah.
That I feel like that took away from how good the match really was. If you go back and watch it, I thought that match was
Absolutely. But you know what? We're in good hands this year because you're in a warmer climate. You're going to be
there. Yeah. They're making me actually want to get tickets to Mania. That's what they're doing.
Well, like, as they should.
I'm happy being out there to do all the side stuff, but I'm like, man, this build, it's making me actually want to spend money on a ticket.
There's also a pay-per-view going on that week that you should probably go.
Well, I mean, this, I'm still debating what else to do that week. I got WrestleCon tickets. I got the World tickets. But, like, this Raw, this SmackDown is the Hall of Fame ceremony on Friday night after SmackDown. It's not, like, the same event anymore. I got to check that out, I think.
That's going to be – I mean, you have to.
There's an NXT pay-per-view Saturday morning, then regular NXT TV Tuesday night. So I got to pop up at some of these, right? I got to do something.
You got to find somebody that you can just tag along with.
I don't know what to do yet. I'll see what happens when it gets to that week. I'm not rushing to get tickets. I heard ticket sales have slowed down to Mania, so maybe they start doing some 2-for-1 sales or something.
So
I'll wait and see. And again, I still have people I'm waiting for to see if there's a chance I get a free ticket or something. So hey, I got friends out
never
in Vegas.
Stay never.
I got friends out in Vegas who work in Allegiant Stadium, so you never know. I'm hoping that, you know, he's like, I might be able to sneak you in the back, but you're not going to be able to go out there and watch it. I'm like,
well, where's the,
yes, please.
A, B, C, D. All
I can watch it when I get home just to be somewhere stoked away in a corner in the back. Yeah. Oh my God. If that really happened, that would be
working catering at Mania.
No, you'd see me like coming out. I would be part of the paramedics if I'm in the back. That's what I was told. So
I love it.
My friend is in charge for all the paramedics in that stadium. So
it's crazy.
Yeah. He's a big Raiders fan, and that's where they play. And he was the one who got to do all the COVID testing on them during COVID. He got to know all of them, got to go to their houses to do the tests and stuff. It's crazy. I probably shouldn't be saying this on here.
You got to take the good with the bad, right?
That's it. You take them both, and now you have the facts of life. Oh,
there we go.
Did you ever watch the facts of life, or is that
I do remember the facts of life. I know that I got that.
Okay, cool. Sometimes I make these references and I feel so freaking old because, like, at work on our shufflers, and do you know Taxi at all?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So when the when you go to a shuffler machine and it's like not feeding the cards through, a yellow light comes on. So I always go over and they tell me the yellow light's on. I go, what does the yellow light mean? And nobody ever gets it. Do you get it?
I do get it. That's
one of the funniest scenes in sitcom history.
I used to stay home and watch sitcoms. Like, that was what I did when I was young. So I would watch TV.
You Google funniest sitcom moments, that's like listed number one everywhere.
That's funny. That's crazy. So, I love
a yellow light mean? Slow down. What? No, okay. Anyway, go search that on Google. It's up there on YouTube. But we got some news to do. What's up? We got Justin in the house. Where's everybody else? We just got Justin. I mean, thank you for joining us, Justin.
It's everybody's exhausted.
Yeah.
They're taking their nap time. They're hibernating before Mania.
Trust me, I got it today. I woke up to go order tickets, which barely happened for the meet and greets at the World, and CM Punk was sold out, unfortunately, but I had to go back to bed after that. I was exhausted.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens to the best of us. You are a overnight worker too, so you got a lot going on.
I am an overnight worker, and last week I worked 50 hours, dude.
That whole thing, it'll screw up your whole schedule,
dude. It did, like, and it messed up. Like, I worked more last week than I did the combined previous 2 weeks. So
yeah,
that EO
and you had a birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, think about it. You had all the stuff going on from that, so you deserve the nap, dude.
Yeah, I'm ready for another one. But now we got wrestling figure news, guys, and I guess I got to load it up. But let's get
it's
not to nap the
time. It's fig time.
Let's there we go. News time. All right.
Yeah.
I'm loading the news.
You ready? I'm ready. Guys, we got some big news.
We're not ready yet. Hold on.
We're talking.
I'm pulling it up.
I got you. But we got some bigger scale news. We got some good stuff coming to us. We got some teases. We got some great. We got a great ringside roundup coming your way.
Yeah. Always a good ringside roundup. Yeah. Like, and in news, everybody's been waiting for us in a ringside roundup. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I maybe might know what you're talking about, but yeah, it might have took a glance.
Okay. It's very, like, very slow at loading.
Ahead of time once in a while. It's okay. It's like you said, it's a slow day today, man.
Trust crazy. Me. It's a slow day today. All right. Boom. I finally got the news. Here we go.
Let's talk about these big reveals. Get it? That was the whole pun, is that we got a grander scale of things, because we got the Pinnacle Collection has been announced by Zombie Sailor. Well, not just announced, but maybe completely shown off. Heels and Faces, this is going to be series one. We got the Madman from Sudan, Abdul the Butcher, we got King Kong Bundy, Jeff Jarrett, Brian Pillman coming to us in modern scale, right? That's
yeah, 100%, dude.
Here we go.
I need this Abdullah the Butcher figure. Like,
it looks great. I'm a big fan. I've seen the pictures that were shown off on Sam Roberts' show.
Yeah,
you know, showing off the difference of how they look with our modern Mattel figures, our Jazzwares. They look good.
Great, dude. And I love that they kind of doing the ultimate chest. That's like the unrivaled figures. Like, that works so much better for me. And without getting in trouble, but I love how they did the fat guy heads and necks, and how, like, it looks so much more authentic for a fat guy. Like, if that makes sense, like really a big guy.
Yeah.
But I'm head over heels.
I'm afraid of price.
I can't wait to see what the prices are, because no matter what, out of the four, I'm getting Abdul the Butcher. I can't pass this figure up in this form.
Absolutely.
I recently picked up the King Kong Bundy, which is still in the package because I have a bunch of packages I still have to open up. Maybe like 6 months ago from our friend Joey. If Joey it's a Figs.
Mock Bundy, just keep it in the pack.
It is. So maybe I get this one then to display. But
this is a pretty Bundy, man. That Mattel one was beautiful. So
yeah, but I love the different heads here. Like this Bundy figure, I held the Bundy prototype in my hand. It was probably almost 2 years ago now at the Major Pod Beer thing. He had the prototypes there, and it was so good looking. And I felt pictures never did it justice, but I can't wait to get these in hand. And I hope that it's been so long that maybe it's not long for us to get them once they go up for pre-order.
Well, if he's putting them up for pre-order, I assume that they're going to be pretty quick turnaround. I'm not expecting the, you know, like a Sandman or CM Punk pre-order.
Yeah, and
these,
I love
these
that.
Seem like they're pretty getting finalized.
Yeah, and the pants, the cloth pants on Abdullah, like perfect. Yeah. Like, they look so good. So I will absolutely be buying this.
No, this is super cool.
And I want the Bundy too, but again, I got to see if I have to pick and choose depending on the price points.
Honestly, I don't think he's going to be charging $100 a figure.
No, he can't.
Yeah. I mean, 70?
I'm going to say 55 to 60. I don't think 70.
I hope so. The articulation on these figures it looks like it's going to keep up with Mattel and Jazzwares. Maybe not 25 points of articulation, but it looks like it's up there.
Yeah. I can't
get
wait
the
to
head.
See.
We got 1, 2, 3.
Look at the arms even look different. Like, I can't wait to see them.
Yeah.
In person.
No, and you know what? We're all about in hand stuff. I want to see how they fit in hand with my collection as well.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's good. They look great. I'm excited to see it. I definitely, if I'm with you on that, if I have to buy one, I don't know. That Jeff Jarrett looks pretty good though.
I know. Like it's tough. So
it is a tough one. And we don't have a Brian Pillman in that dial.
That is true too. So, and I saw that Brian Pillman prototype as well. And that was amazing. So
yeah. So there we go. So we do have a lot to think about. I believe there was something teased about these being on the 27th. They were going to be up for order.
Yeah, the 27th. Yeah,
so the 27th this month. So next week.
Justin in the chat is with me. He's very interested in the Abdullah the Butcher. He agrees.
The
and again,
great.
We'll see what the articulation is. And it's Corbin B. Our buddy, 50 or 60 is his guess. What's up, Corbin? Corbin B. He'll be sticking around. He'll see what I got here. He knows what I got.
You got your knee articulation. You got ankle joint articulation. I'm gonna guess the boots have a pivot. Wrist articulation, spinning, obviously. You get swappable hands there. You got the torso articulation, shoulder and elbow and neck.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like they are pretty solid.
Yeah. I saw somebody posted on a group, hey, like, I really love Abdullah the Butcher, but you know, he wrestled in ECW this night. Can I put him on my ECW shelf? And I'm like, I'm thinking, of course you can. It's your shelf. Yeah. If you feel he fits in there, that's what you should do. If you want Abdullah the Butcher, get him and make him happy. Elbow swirl, it looks like the swivel.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see his in hand. I really can't.
Abdullah the Butcher can fit on your ECW shelf. You can fit on your WCW shelf.
Anywhere you want.
Put him. You could have him murdering your Power Town figures. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Like, I think friggin' Abdullah the Butcher was like the first hardcore guy I really remember following. Him and Bruiser Brody as a kid, like in the magazines again.
Yeah. The perfect pairing.
Exactly, Justin. He'll go with his Cactus Jack. I love it. You know, we could have a whole shelf of just hardcore legends and have Terry Funk on that shelf. And
oh, like Sabu from
Sabu.
Throw him there.
Hopefully Sabu comes up and maybe he comes unsanctioned.
Oh, I would love it.
So
sign me up for that.
Sign me up for that for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love it. Yeah, but these look great, man. So good. Keep an eye out. March 27th.
Yeah, and let us know what you want to order. Which ones are you planning on pre-ordering? These look great. I'm pre-ordering? Pre-ordering. Speak right, Tom.
PLE ordering.
PLE.
It's pre-ordering.
That's it. All right. And look, here's the picture you were talking about from the Sam Roberts show.
Yeah. So these look very, very well in scale. There was another thing, too, is like the pictures that we were just looking at, they look massive, you know?
Yeah.
So they don't look ridiculous. He's
right next to Final Boss Rock over there.
I do love that Macho Man a little bit more than the big scale figures, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the Macho Man looks great, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Very, very good. But this is awesome, man. These look great. Can't wait to see them in hand. Keep an eye out.
And hopefully he has some exclusives over at WrestleCon for us this year. So.
Ooh, I guarantee he will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure big rubber guys will, too.
I guarantee it.
I know he will. I can't wait to see. All right. Also in the news,
Oh yeah, it's not a Tuesday night with a little bit of FOCO news, because we got a FOCO limited edition WWE Stone Cold Steve Austin from his amazing moment at King of the Ring. This is a limited to 100 pieces and cost $110, and that's the bottom line, because FOCO said so. Shipping this August. So good, man. This is a great piece. I mean, obviously the King of the Ring moment's huge for Austin. So good.
What if I'm just throwing this out there, like Mattel does an ultimate line, like maybe every quarter where we get one figure with a display like this as well. That would be cool.
I'd be here for it.
Like it's kind of be like the defining moments line, like what the epic moments where they had like the Festival of Friendships. Just do like,
yeah, those were cool.
You could have this with Stone Cold, or so you could have a. That's how you could get a Piper's Pit in there. Like, there's just fun different things you could do with that.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, and you don't do a lot. You just do it, you know, just a bunch.
Yeah.
So
I mean, yeah, there's enough cool moments with.
Oh yeah.
And stuff we could think about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But good for FOCO for making this. They're always like, up in their game and doing something different. So.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Looks cool.
Yeah, you know, absolutely looks cool.
Not a bobblehead guy, as we all. Claim money.
No, I do have the original ones from WWE Shop to Legends. I did pick them up, and they're sitting right over here, right next to me. So I wonder if they're FOCO. I don't know.
I got my AEW one. Those are definitely not FOCO, but no, they're nice. Very nice.
These used to be on a WWE shop, the ones I have.
Yeah.
And I also have those Hall of Fame statues that they sold.
Those were cool.
Ooh, Justin Puth. See, Justin, I'm hoping for a Demolition Ultimate Edition 2-pack from Ringside Exclusive, because they do the tag teams. Let's go.
Bring in that ultimate boxing too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking of the chipping box, the two head split, like Nash, and like they did the Usos and the Steiners.
Yeah.
Demolition looked pretty cool in that pack. This is awesome. Focus is awesome. Real. We're rocking, we're rolling, we're doing it. It's going good.
Coming up next, we got
I'm still in the Focos, but we're Funkos. Funko Friday's got the Friday Fanatics drop. There's too many ups. And this week was none other than L.A. Knight. Yeah. Looks cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan.
And again, we talked about this last week, and we guessed who all the where they were going to be. And it looks pretty accurate looking at his picture that the next week's going to be Roddy Piper, and the following week's going to be the Dudley Boys. So I think I'm going to have to be picking up that Piper for sure. Hall of Fame Piper, long hair. And I have a question. That's a great question. Our buddy OFG saying we need way more Heenan family. I believe I have the whole Heenan family in figure form from Mattel. Who would you pick as the ultimate member of the Heenan family? Like, when you think Bobby Heenan and his guys, who do you think? Yeah. And you chime in too, OFG, and anybody else in the chat that was around that time. Like, see, I'm kind of curious for your answer because you weren't around that time.
No, but like, I mean, like, most prolific answer would have to be Andre, right?
Yeah, but it's like, and I know OFG said Andre too, but here's the thing. I don't think a guy like you, because you weren't there to witness it live, understood the impact of when Andre walked out on Piper's Pit with Bobby Heenan. Like,
oh yeah.
It was the jaw dropping. It was the Cena kick. And Cody in the nuts to us back then. Only I think that was even bigger. Like,
obviously, it was bigger.
Honestly, the three biggest heel turns in wrestling, it's got to be that Andre turning on Hogan, Hogan joining NWO, and Cena.
Yeah,
I mean that was huge. I remember Jesse Ventura's reaction when Bobby Heenan walks out with Andre, and like, I'm like, we couldn't believe it. Nobody like. That was truly the one that was never expected, especially back then when it was still real to us and everything was still in kayfabe. So
I say, I'm still.
I always see. Andre. I think Big John Studd too. Like,
yeah, Big John Studd's amazing, but I don't think like he had that impact like Andre did.
Andre was the biggest name, but like before Andre joined there, the Heenan hated Andre before that whole thing happened.
Yeah.
Like it was a mega feud, Andre and the Heenan family always. So. That's why it's so crazy. That's why I kind of get why, but he wasn't the heart and soul of the Heenan family. Like it was King Kong Bundy, it was Big John Studd, it was Rick Rude.
Yeah.
Like I have my whole Heenan
Rick,
family.
Rick Rude right would here. Be a hard second.
I mean, he also had Harley. Yeah, Rick Rude, Mr. Perfect.
Oh man, yeah, Mr. Perfect, perfect.
But like I'm telling you, like I hate to like Andre. Yeah, but I think I really. Give Big John Studd a lot of credit for the family, Bobby Heenan family. So, and in Kempeterra, he had Kempeterra too, and Kempeterra breaks his neck. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Crazy. Reed wasn't using, neither was Mr. Perfect. That's why I think Big John Studd, man. Big John Studd. I mean, first WrestleMania, Big John Studd versus Andre the Giant in the body slam match.
And they're two of the biggest guys in the Heenan family.
Right. So that's why, like, for Andre to join that family. Just a shock in the Cena turning and Hogan joining NWO, if not more.
Different times.
It is different times.
Yeah.
It is. But again,
that little kid dressed in the Cena gear in the front row. He wasn't happy yesterday.
Kayfabe was real back then. We didn't know for a fact that it was fake. Not that it was fake, it was scripted. Unless you live through moments, I don't think when you rewatch moments, they're just never the same as living through them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%. But, you know, you're way out of the context for
it. Yeah. So, all right, let's go on. And
it's okay. It's still real to me. Damn it.
I mean, big King Kong Bundy and Big John Studd breaking Andre's collarbone and Kempeterra, Big John Studd cut Andre's hair. Like just enemies between Andre the Giant and the Heenan family. So, all right. Piper just balled up a dead first.
Because he said the F word.
Oh. I'm confused. Why?
Because it's not fake. Piper
would
have rolled up his dead fist. And...
Oh, I'm glad Dr. D. David Schultz is in here.
I was thinking of the name and I couldn't come to my head when you were talking about it.
Do you remember when Hogan knocked out Richard Belzer? Did you ever see that
clip? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That was a brutal one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. We should do like our top favorite talk show moments for wrestlers.
Oh, that'd be good to do.
They never, you know, there's so many good
ones. Read about Rick Rude on Regis and Kathy Lee.
Oh, so good.
So, I mean, there's a whole chapter in her book devoted to that. Like, she hated it. She really was not comfortable with it. So,
well, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad, so sad.
And then, like, you go back. I don't know if you ever saw this. I think we spoke about this, but the Saturday Night Live that Hulk Hogan and Mr. T hosted was just breaky. They couldn't control it. Billy Crystal had them laughing hysterical.
we went back and forth with clips about that.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, that was a great episode of Saturday Night Live. Oh,
yeah.
So, all right.
Not many.
Let's go on.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, rock and roll over at jjfigures.com. The pre-order is up for the Diamond Stud in all the different color forms that you possibly want. Go head on over to Top Rope Collectibles. Go collect these from Top Rope Collectibles. These are absolutely amazing. And they have special bundle pricing available. J&J is the exclusive retailer of Top Rope Collectibles worldwide, excluding UK and Australia. Sorry, Nick Storm. It's done for you. But the pre-order's live, man. You better go get them while you can.
These are great. I mean, good for and J&J, great guys. I spoke with them, talk about getting them on the show. We're really going to get our ass in shape and get these bonus episodes going. But you said something else when you were talking about this that just set alarms off in my head. And OFG, I know he's going to know what I'm talking about, Mike. And I'm pretty sure you should know what I'm talking about. But you said the word color forms in there. When you were a kid, did you have color forms?
Hell yes. And I had the wrestling one.
Do they still have color forms? Because you take it. I don't know why I'm going on a nostalgia trip with today's episode, because I'm certainly on a trip right now.
I'm here for color forms. We could talk. We could do a whole episode about color forms. Love color forms.
And Shrinky Dinks. Did you have Shrinky Dinks?
They're nowhere near in the same nostalgia line as color forms.
I love Shrinky Dinks.
Shrinky Dinks are cool. Mine would always burn.
But do they still make color forms?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, they do.
Now, those are number one road trip saviors for any parent out there. I think the only place I can find them is at the dollar store now.
Oh, wow.
So like Dollar Tree, they had them
parents
up there.
Poor OFG's parents. I had Shrinky Dinks. I remember coloring them in and you put them in the oven and it would bubble up. Like you just bringing me down this nostalgia form. I had Dukes of Hazzard, Shrinky Dinks.
Do you remember the wrestling? They had wrestling color forms. They were awesome.
I don't think I had them. I think I was a little older by then.
I think you would have had the best ones. You would have probably had the Rock and Wrestling, right,
dude? I still have Rock and Wrestling coloring books from when I was a kid.
That's cool.
Yes, I still have them all. I love that.
Yeah, so. I don't do that for the kids. But no, the color forms are awesome, man. That was a forgotten. I mean, you would think color form would have an app on an iPad where you could buy
it. That's 100% a color form app, and you could just get different add-ons.
You just buy the IPs, and they use it like Fortnite, where they're just like
100%.
Here's John Cena this week and next week.
We just stumbled upon something. The fake freak in the chat, he had color forms too. Like, we're gonna need to do a whole episode on like classic toys and stuff.
I was there.
Get our buddy Steve to come on with us for Action Figure Attack and talk about that. Like,
I would be here for that. That'd be fun, man. Why haven't we gotten a Diamond Stud Elite yet?
That's a great question. Buck Rogers. Buck Rogers. Oh, it's a little robot guy. I remember that show. Welcome to Nostalgia Night. We love Mark. I give a shout out to my Nick Storm every time I hear that, because he knows all that stuff from the 80s. He wasn't even born until way after the 80s were over.
That's all new out in Australia. You're just watching.
Hey, Fake Freak. You're going to be finding another room in Vegas.
Before we move into the ringside roundup, one more bit of news that I forgot about was the NWO 3-pack should be hitting up Walmart, I think, within the next couple weeks. I already seen people posting tags for it. $70 price point.
That's what the last one was that I got, Dynasty.
It's looking good. The tags are going up, so they should be hitting shelves soon. Keep an eye on Walmart's for that. That's gonna be a cool pack.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I need five of them. No, I need to get an opener and a closer, because that's where the money's at in that.
I can't wait to get that. And again, I also saw a little bit more news, but there were links posted this week to order the latest Monday Night Wars, pre-order them and everything. But I think I'm just waiting for Mattel Creations.
I'm just saying, I love Mattel Creations.
Yeah.
But you got to keep an eye out on it, because you have to strike when the iron's hot.
That is true.
It's gone.
All right. Maybe I'll have to look for those links tonight and order them.
I'm waiting for Mattel.
I'm trying to not spend money before our Vegas, Mike.
Listen, you might be able to buy them at the World.
I doubt it. You never know.
I doubt it too, but
I'll saying. Be there when it opens. So we'll
you see. Never know. You got a lot of spending coming at next month.
Don't remind me.
He's into it.
Don't remind me.
It's happy spending. Don't be.
Spending. Yes. I mean, that's for sure. Las Vegas, baby, wrestling. You know what happens in Vegas? Stays in Vegas. I'll be bringing those figures home with me. They're not staying in Vegas.
WrestleMania weekend. You know what sucks? There's not a cool toy store out there. Not that it needs to have one.
Dude, they have the M&M cool. store.
Yeah.
But I mean, who doesn't like M&M's?
I don't want to pay $50 to have M&M's with my name on them. They already get, there's already two M's. I don't need another one.
It's Mike and
Mike and Ike.
Right. You ready for the ringside roundup?
Let's do it.
The Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Head on over to WrestlingFigures.com. When we're done here, listen to all the figures we're about to talk about. Then you go place yourself an order. And when you go to check out, there's going to be a little box you could put in the seven letters, Fig Guys, F-I-G-G-U-I-S, and you'll save yourself 10%. So what are you waiting for? Start using the code SAVE 10%. Just so much good stuff there. There is so much good stuff there. As a matter of fact, why don't we talk about what's there right now?
Oh, I have a feeling this is going to be one of the best ringside roundups in a line. Well, I mean, but they're always the best, but this is going to be a good one. The WWE Raw Scale Ring, Ultimate Scale Ring with Rhea Ripley, Ultimate Edition figure, is available now. They're there. It's in stock, back in stock, shipping out now. Use the code FIGGUYS. Save the 10%. This is a beautiful ring.
I have the ring. It's right here.
Shockingly, it's one of, I think I like it better than the throwback ring.
Oh, I don't. That's I think it's crazy.
It's a little crazy. I like the color scheme on it. The white ropes look really clean.
Oh, God. The red, white, and blue ropes, they just melt my heart.
These white ropes are fantastic.
They are. I mean, I love the Raw ring, but I love the classic ring, man. Yes. Oh no, with those turnbuckles, like that's the ring of my childhood. Hey, that's the ring of my dream.
More
dude.
Of a shocker though, because I'm a modern day guy, but you know, it's not like I collect a lot of, you know, older figures and stuff like that. I'm not so big on the news, but this cool, man. This is one of my favorite pieces.
I love the Rhea figure too.
Yeah, no, the Rhea figure is unbelievable.
Very stiff, stiff.
Little stiff?
Yeah.
Stiffy time. I mean, it's tippy time.
Yeah, her and CM Punk sold out first today for the world.
Tiffy?
No, her and Rhea Ripley and CM Punk.
I was going to say.
They were gone. Soon, by the time I got in there, those two were sold out. So
I believe it.
Yeah.
But don't let this sell out on you, because when these rings are gone, they're gone. So head on over to Ringside Collectibles and pick up the Ultimate Edition Raw Gale ring. It's beautiful. And you get a beautiful Rhea Ripley figure. What more can you ask for?
Absolutely. So
don't
good.
Be a dirty dom. Go get your ass out there by your mommy. Ooh, right. The next piece is some good news, because I think people are going to be super excited about this.
100%.
The greatest tag team of all time. And yes, I'm claiming that for them. The Steiner Brothers Ultimate Edition 2-pack back up for order. So sorry, but ready to roll. I mean, don't miss out. These are beautiful.
No, dude. Like, I need to get another set.
So good.
I got one set of these and I need a set to open. So I have to get another one. This is such a great set. And
Rick Steiner's straps on and off.
Yeah. So they are one of the greatest tag teams.
They are my favorite. Listen, Scott Steiner has. After watching him on Chris Van Vliet,
or
whatever that guy's name.
That was a great interview. Like what a crazy dude.
Did you see the video of the 450 splash from 1987?
No.
Scott Steiner invented the 450 splash.
I heard them
How
say
crazy
that.
Is that? The Frankensteiner. I mean, there's so
Frankensteiner was way ahead of its time. Like,
yeah.
The Steiner brothers were so good. Like, I really think they helped revolutionized tag team wrestling. They were truly I think the word trailblazer is thrown around too much in wrestling, but I feel like they were true trailblazers for tag team wrestling.
100%.
If you go back and watch what these guys did at their size back then, that Frankensteiner from a guy his size was insane. It's and nobody insane. Did it before then.
Yeah.
And then last night, if you I know you watched Raw yesterday, when Bron Breakker hits the Frankensteiner off the top rope and Michael Cole's like, eh, and Pat McAfee calls it the Frankensteiner. I'm like, no, that is the Frankensteiner. Like, what are you talking about? Like, come
they,
on,
they shouldn't,
Cole.
They shouldn't, they shouldn't allow it to be called anything else.
It's, right, I agree. It's not a Hurricanrana, it's a Frankensteiner.
No, it's only a Hurricanrana when there's luchas in the ring. Oh. That's okay.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
But the Scott Steiner one, so good. And Bron Breakker, and then if we get some of Scott's kids in the WWE, how cool would that be?
Ooh, yeah. No, I love it. Listen, this set is awesome. Way to fill out your complete collection. We've been waiting for Steiners for how long?
Yeah.
And I mean,
now we're getting the other ultimate version of him, of Scott.
Yeah. But no pun intended. These are the ultimate Steiners. Like, they're so, 100%. So good. Letterman jackets, tires, yeah. Fantastic. Different headstands, different hands. It's the whole nine yards. So good. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love how they did the different boots for Rick and everything. So cool.
Yeah. No, super cool. You know, they're so fun. They're just like the best. Oh, I love the Steiners. I feel like the Steiners were forgotten about for a while there. Just the Tuna Canrana. Yes. I remember the Tuna Canrana.
Oh, my Lord. It's hysterical. Oh my God.
Guys, don't sleep on the Steiners. Go get them.
Because when they're gone this time, they're going to be gone for good too. And a lot of people like were hitting me up. Did you buy extra? I didn't get it. So
listen,
sorry, Austin, but I texted you and let you know they were back in stock.
Much like those damn Dudleys. When they're gone, they're gone.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Glad I got those Dudleys.
Man, I'm glad we all got those Dudleys. Amen. But let's talk about what's coming soon to Ringside Collectibles, because we got the Better Than You Bebe, MJF and Adam Cole, AEW Ringside exclusive 2-pack. Yeah, I told you they had different head scan.
They look great. They do.
They do look good.
Yeah, I love it.
My
I
favorite
love
MJF head scan, but I like it. It's good that they switched it up. Yeah. Can't be buying the same MJF figure.
No.
Can you buy the MJF?
No. We need some good scans, some new
Adam modern. Cole looks good, though, too. Jackets look great.
They do. Jasper's, I love it.
Just been off the charts. Soft goods are always great by Jasper's. Can't wait to check out the coat. The gear is impeccably beautiful. I cannot wait for these bad boys.
I cannot wait either.
Yeah, and that's not all that's coming from AEW. It's AEW Unrivaled 17 coming soon, featuring Swerve Strickland, Killswitch, not Luchasaurus, Ricky, mm-hmm. Ricky, the Saints do go marching in, Starks, and Copeland, and Christian Cage, and of course, Willow Knight.
Yeah, and I think Edge, Cope is the Chase, and or the Rare, and
Edge.
Easy for you.
I like Porky the Pig. But Edgeland Copeland.
Yeah. So interesting. Very, very good figures. I still never got the latest on Match, and I need some of them still.
The Kill Switch is phenomenal looking. And we needed an updated Kill Switch for a while, so that's good.
And I heard that maybe he's close to coming back.
Yeah, but last time we seen pictures of him, he was skinny.
He was tiny.
He lost a lot of the girth. But listen, we need him here for the story. I mean, we really don't.
No, but I mean,
I just want to see him healthy.
That's yes, I exactly. I agree with that. That's number one for everybody. So we got Mo the Fig God joining us. What's up, Mo?
What up, Mo?
All right. Are we going to like start unboxing some stuff?
I'm ready to unbox some. You ready to unbox some stuff?
I'm ready to see what we got this week. Let's look. And I got some good stuff this week. All right, I'm just singing this song here and Unbox with Us. It's going to be in my head all night long now.
Unbox. It's a good jam to have in that.
Yeah, especially now. So what do you want to show first? Should we show our Mr. Osprey first?
Let's do Osprey since I'm going to get crazy.
Oh, wait, I got to turn on Fig Cam for everybody. Got to
turn on the Fig Cam.
Everybody want me to turn on the Fig Cam?
Right. Dropping the Fig Cam. Fit cam.
Come on, turn around, fit cam.
Just gonna do voiceovers while we're live voiceovers for there the show.
Go. All right, now I gotta go present extra camera.
Big cam needs a sponsor.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fig Cam is sponsored by Stacker 2.
By Stacker 2. Man, I was getting this now. Oop.
If you're feeling lacking, you got to get stacking. Stacker 2.
I'm going to make you go up a little bit.
Or what else was there?
All right.
Fig Cam is brought to you by 1-800-COLLECT.
Who does like a, oh, okay. If I go that way, maybe there won't be a reflection of the screen in it. Why is there a reflection?
All right. There's a reflection going on.
Well, there's the Osprey. The look how nice the packaging is.
Boom. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful packaging. And they, it's such a shame that they made this so beautiful because I'm a monster. Tom, I'm a monster.
You're a Mikey monster.
There is now only 2,999 left out there. Well, I'm sure there's a few more that have been open, but
I'm sure there's more that have been open. And I was tempted, but I can't open this. It looks so nice.
It does look very nice. Wow. It looks so nice. It is very good.
It looks marvelous.
It looks marvelous. I'm digging it though. The robe is
it's Corbin good. B. Fig Kid sponsored by Blue Chew. Fig Cam.
By Blue Chew. The Fig Cam sponsored.
No, I only ordered one and I'm so mad at myself.
You know what's funny? We were talking about it. I thought I ordered.
I know. Usually, I thought I ordered two.
Always
too.
Ordered two. But man, did I mess up this time? This was one to order two of.
Yes, this really was because I would have loved it. Look at the robe.
Yeah.
Like this, well, I can't wait for you to show
we're
off.
We're getting ready. Just prepping him up a little bit so he doesn't look so.
Wait, where did Mikey go?
So stiff. I'm here.
I'm trying to get.
I'm
like
here. I promise. I'm here.
I'm trying to get.
Whoa. Hey.
Oh, that's not you. That's not you.
That's when you're full screen, that's a PLE.
How do I. Isn't there a way I can make you just you big?
There. And then wait. Hold on. Whoa. Where'd you do that?
It's not working.
Now it's not working. It yeeted me out. I don't know what happened.
Hold on. I think there was a way. I think we might have removed the one that worked, the style. I forgot how we did that. Do you remember how we did that?
No, but it's okay. We could do it. Like, why are we so small now? There we go. We'll stay here.
You told me where it was, and now I can't find it.
I don't want to mess with it while we're live.
So, oh, I found it. Okay.
Got it. We rock.
I got it. Picture. Okay, let's
not get this grand debut. Until...
Let's try these. Okay, hold on. No. What about this one? No. Okay. I guess we're not having you be any bigger.
It's okay. Unless I don't even know how you did that.
Russell Ghost is gonna go with that.
Everybody's loving the. Beautiful technical difficulty.
Making them dizzy as I go through this.
Right? Let's zoom in. Let's get on to some Osprey because he's open. He's ready to roll.
What about this one? Oh, I did it. There we go.
You're big now. Hey. Get him close. Boom. Look at that. Beautiful.
Wow, dude. Now you're making me want to open it.
Get the British flag hanging down. This is beautiful. This is so well crafted. It's got the pleather. Look at the details on that.
Wow. Dude, look at the tights.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to the tights. Hood comes down. I mean, it is a beautiful looking Osprey. Super, I love the detail on the design on the back, but let's take
dude, they don't miss with their soft goods at all. Like,
never.
Their soft goods are amazing. No.
I mean, there's even some detail on the inside on the neck right there.
Wow.
But this is like super, super fuzzy. You got the flag draping down. Awesome, awesome coat, obviously. Check out the gear.
Wow, look at the knee pads are different. Wow, dude, this thing is insane.
Look at the deco on that. Like, this is crazy.
You're really making me want to open this.
You're kicking yourself for not buying two, I'm telling you.
I am kicking myself for not buying two.
This was a must get two of them, but they're limited too, so that makes it even harder, right?
Yeah. And I'm trying to cut back on buying two of everything because there's just so many things that I need.
Yeah, this awesome head scan looks perfect, but I love Screaming Bruv.
Yeah, that's a good screaming head scan because sometimes they are a miss, but that's a really good one.
Yeah, and it came with interchangeable hands. I mean, you got a point in hand, you got your fist. Don't worry, but rock and roll. Look, check them out. So good.
Cool.
Big fan, man. Great for the weight. Absolutely. I'm glad we still got this popped out. It's a beautiful looking figure.
Really is.
There you go.
Wow.
So good.
I like it.
He needs a hand. He looks good.
Give him a hand, Mike. Give him a hand.
Give him a hand. Give him a hand, guys. A little off spray. He needs a blue chew.
Yeah. So.
Is it green chew because they're across the pond?
I don't know, but I'm going to show you what else I got. I know you got this too, and I didn't even know you ordered it until I saw your picture of it up on Fig Guys.
So. Did you get a Polly Pocket set too?
No. I did get this, however, though. I did get the Superstars 2-pack. I didn't even take it out of the box yet because I had, like you said, talked about it earlier. I barely had any time to breathe this week. So.
Well, we definitely got to talk about this a little bit as you're opening it. So, first time we're getting a Superstars offering off of Mattel Creations.
Yeah. Fantastic. What a great sign that is, too. Though.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Awesome sign. I'm here for it. I want more Mattel Creations offering.
Absolutely. Give me
all of them. Like everything. I love it. No, but this is so cool. Not only our first Superstars offering, but our first Superstars 2-pack.
And
which looks phenomenal.
It does look phenomenal. It reminds me of the older Remco 2-packs.
It does.
So they did a great job with that. And but the other thing to point out to everybody is it is resealable packaging.
Yes. Which is cool because I opened my Superstars, so I was able to slap them back in the package, keep everything nice clean there.
But the packaging is absolutely beautiful on this thing.
It is.
Like, I love the Superstars package, and it's nice and clean. But these two figures are amazing. You saw the pictures up of ours from the Fig Freak that he took of these, of the Dusty. Yeah. Like, just two great. I love the Superstars line. I absolutely love it. So it's just fun. And Cody just rose up.
He just came out of the tower.
So I don't know who I want to see in the next 2-pack. It's Corbin B. Like,
oh, do we continue the family theme? Do we continue with modern day people?
Wow, that's true.
Look at this. I did want to point this out because Cody's head's bigger
than
your normal elite. Look at the neck tattoo on it. I'm picking the belt. Yep. I didn't get the, change the attires on him. So I did want to check that out without everything. But I mean, the Cody looks phenomenal, man.
Yeah.
Really, really nailed the head scan.
Again, let's talk about this resealable packaging a little bit, okay?
Yeah, please.
Absolutely. So you're a fan of it?
Love it.
I love that it has the punch card. Why?
Because our card is mint. As mint can be. We have no bend. No bend on the card.
But there's no such thing as getting these mint on card then.
But I'm okay with that if it continues to not be... I don't know. Usually the ones at Walmart are always mashed and destroyed and they're super hard to get.
I'll tell you, I'm okay with it too. I don't mind it. But to me, there's no completeness in having a mint on card. There's no purpose of having it. You're never going to know if you go to buy one mint on card or if it's truly mint on card or has it been opened.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
I opened mine already though. So I guess there's the difference, right?
So my thing is this. What if they did it like this, but they just had a seal so you know if you're getting one that's really never been opened or not?
I'd be okay with that.
Because like a mint on card
collector. They put a Mattel Creations sticker, like a long strip sticker.
Something like that, so you know. That's my and big rubber guys too. It's the reason why I don't need two big rubber guys. They're resealable. Yeah. Actually, it saves me money.
Yeah, so I'm okay with it.
But again, I love being able to keep the card.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you could have had this signed by both Dusty and Cody.
Yeah.
This would be a cool piece to get signed.
Dude, I would love to see Demolition like this.
Mike. Two-pack. I'm just thinking.
I was thinking when we were talking about
it. Now it's coming together.
Yes.
But look, okay, so when you open it up. Just showing you guys, like, the accessories for both are in the back. I love how they're hitting in these packages so nice.
I would wish they would go the route of Coliseum collection on the accessories if they're going to do it like this. This is okay. Really? The bags are okay for the store, but I would like a little display box at the bottom.
Okay.
Because when I was taking the bag off of my Dusty, it was stuck to the carding and it ripped the card a little bit. So I was a little upset about that. But I would like to have the box that they stand on, you know, like they do with the slaughter and everything. I think that would be a cool idea in the future.
I'll tell you, man, Dusty, look at the boots. Dusty. This and that NWA title is like consistent to the original Remco line.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Like, I love this.
He's got the
American Dream Daddy. He's got the birthmark.
His belly a little big.
The Dusty Rhodes shirt, which you could interswap with maybe any of the Ultimates if you wanted to use this.
Yeah.
I bet it would fit. You could get a 1980s American Dream NWA Dusty Rhodes Daddy. And the Cody one is so good too, man. He comes with the weight belt. So.
Yeah.
The boots, really, there's so much detail on these boots.
Look how cool Cody looks with the shirt off and everything. Like,
wow.
A dream tattoo, the little chest hair.
Oh, they really crushed us.
They didn't leave him naked.
Oh,
the details they do are better than the Elites and the Ultimate. Look, Dusty's got chest hair.
I know.
Come on. Wow. He's a little curly.
Well, I just went to go take Dusty out of the packaging and I got his arm out.
Hey.
Luckily, it'll pop right back in, right? I hope.
Yeah. No, they do. See, I did it to mine just to make it feel better. It doesn't go back in. No, it really does.
Yeah, Bob, it doesn't go back in. Again, I open all my Superstars figures because I have them all displayed. Superstars is the one line I actually have displayed as soon as they come out. When you walk to my basement, like, and you're coming down the steps, I have an L shelf, and it's so good. And I have all my Superstars there.
The story.
I also have some of my Dukes of Hazzard figures there from when I was a kid. So now I got to try and get Cody's arm back on.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
There's a little bit of the belts, your NWA title.
Cool. And it snapped right back on, like you said.
Or your, what is it? The territory title. It's not the NWA title.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. It is the territory title.
Okay.
Harry Taylor's territory title from Fanatics.
There we go. Here's the Cody.
Coming soon to Fanatic Fridays. And then, and then the weight belt. You got the finished weight belt, which is gorgeous.
Finish the story, your weight belt.
Ooh, Corbin, I love that idea. We need Dudley Boy Superstars.
Oh, sign me up for that.
With the damn table. Dude, it would be cool. You know, it would be an awesome Mattel Creations pack, and I know I'll never do it. A Dudley Boy Superstars family, where you get Dion, you get Bubba, you get Spike, you get Big Dick Dudley, you get Sign Guy Dudley. That would be so cool in Superstars.
Listen, we're getting New Jack, so I'll never say never anymore.
I'm okay with it. I hope we get New Jack figures. I hope it doesn't stop at the game.
I hope we get Jimmy Snooker figures.
Yeah. I seen New Jack's daughter post about it, and she was even shocked.
Oh, really?
She was like, my dad's going to be in the video game. And everybody's like, wait, what?
Look how cool these are. Great, great job. I absolutely love these. Guess what? These are not the only Superstars I got this week, Mike.
Oh, yeah. And I was saving this comment just for when you're busting them out. But I'll wait for you to bust them out.
And it's thanks to this buddy of ours in the chat. It's Corbin B.
Corbin, man. Picking these Corbin knows.
For me. And I'm sending him Elite 113 CM Punk in exchange.
Best in the world.
How great that I finally got these in my collection. It's the Hart Foundation, baby.
It's the best Bret Hart figure that we've had. That
was terrible Jim Neidhart, wasn't it? All right, now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to open these up because look how good these look. Like I told you, these, they're going to have to, when I'm done here, they're going to have a match with the Road Warriors from bell to bell. It's an inter-promotional matchup.
Inter-promotion. I love it. Good stuff.
I don't think we ever got a LOD versus the Hart Foundation, huh?
Ooh.
I think by the time LOD made it to WWF, Hart Foundation were probably no longer a team.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Am I right or wrong?
I think you are right.
Hit the Google machine real quick, Mike. Let me know.
What am I looking up?
It's LOD of a Fort to Heart Foundation.
LOD.
Dude, these are amazing. Oh. Every time I say amazing, I think of Zoe.
They are amazing. Heart Foundation WrestleFest 1991.
That's a game? A video game now?
No, the show. There was WrestleFest 91.
Really?
Bret Hart and Jimmy Anvil versus Legion of Doom.
So they have wrestled. And that match is probably out there to watch.
And they wrestled Primetime Wrestling in 1990, as well as a Monday Night Raw in 97, where the Legion of Doom, I don't know why it was the Hart Foundation. But whatever. Legion Doom versus DX. But yes, they have fought many times.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, I gotta go back up and watch that.
Yeah.
Look at this, baby.
It's so good.
Look at the jacket, Mike.
I love the accessories in this line.
I love it.
They're so good.
This jacket's amazing. The figure's amazing. Not a bad Brett scan. It fits the line. It looks like Brett. Like,
yeah, it's not the best there is. It's not the best there was, but it's probably the best there ever will be. No, it looks good. I like it. I love the cartoony look.
I hope he has the open hands in here.
I want New Jack in Superstars form.
I remember going to MSG as a kid, right? And there was a show where Bret Hart and Jimmy Anvil, it's when they first came to WWF, but they just had singles matches. They weren't a tag team yet. And seeing them there before they were actually on TV.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm trying to remember who they wrestled. I don't remember. Bret Hart didn't even have greasy hair yet.
It was the LOD.
No, it was single matches. It was single matches. So, okay, so Bret does come with the open hands that you could put on. Oh, and there's also sunglasses in here.
As there should be.
How cool is that? Yeah.
That would have been heartbroken. Wait. No pun intended.
No pun intended? Yeah. Are you sure there was no pun intended? I think you meant the whole pun.
I think
the pun was intended.
That would be a little punny.
I'm trying to get the glasses on. I'm perfect.
Heart glasses.
I mean, they're not purple.
Justin Booth bringing it up too. WrestleFest 91 LOD versus Hart Foundation is on the vault on the YouTube channel.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I wish we got more content on the vault. There you go. That looks fantastic.
Now I put the open hands on real quick. What time is it? We still got time? Oh, we're running out of time.
You got as much time as you need. Where are you going?
It's so hard to get the hands off.
It is sometimes.
Ow.
Man, this off.
There we go.
Off spray. That's beautiful, man. I should show him off.
The off spray, yeah. That's
I'm here. I'm here in Brubland. Rubbing it up. Great looking figure. I'm happy I didn't buy the actual original release because it was a little plain.
Yeah. But I would have liked that one. Oh. I would have liked that one. But I'm waiting for the Supreme, like Justin or Corbin said before. One of them said,
Yeah, the Supreme's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, the Supreme.
Which will probably have a nice, awesome soft goods jacket like this one.
Right. Exactly.
Which so. You need.
Yeah.
You can't have it without it now.
All right, I'm going to go over Jimmy Anvil. I'm not putting the other hand now. I'm opening the anvil.
He's opening the anvil.
Did you happen to watch Natty on Ariel Helwani?
I did not yet.
She gave a good little interview on there. It was nice to see a little different side of her. Definitely more genuine. Get to really feel her love of pro wrestling and stories about her dad. It was a nice. I'm not a big Natalya fan, but it was a good interview. I enjoyed it.
I love Natty.
Do you?
Yeah. No. The whole anybody that's a heart's good in the Bellcaster household, man.
I mean, I agree with that. No,
and we don't like Bill Goldberg. We're pretty much family.
And just like my Cody, I just lost a Jimmy Anvil Neidhart arm.
Whoa!
Now I gotta get his boot is stuck on that stupid little thing. Do I have scissors here? No. Okay. All right, I just ripped it off of it.
I ripped those.
Look, he's got no arm.
He's no arm.
Here it is.
He's got no tag titles and no arm.
Do I need to take his arm out of the jacket to get it on? No, I just got to straighten his arm. This just straighten the peg out, and now we could just snap it right in.
Great,
there we go. Went right back in.
I love the anvil over the bread. Not that we're playing favorite.
Dude, there's been some great Jimny Anvil Neidhart figures. Like
there has
that collector's edition one was really good.
There hasn't been many bad Jimny Anvil Neidhart figures.
No.
That's for damn sure.
All right, so here we go. Here's Jimny
Anvil. Keeps cranking them out. This is fantastic.
Look at that. Look at this. How cool I like his is cheek that?
Going in a little bit.
Yeah, like I love this.
I should grow my beard out a little bit more. I'd have got the anvil cheeks.
I'll show you the back of the jacket. Anvil.
I love it.
Our foundation.
Fixed such a shame we will never get Owen Hart with the WWE line.
But I wonder if there's a chance now.
Never say never, but
you know what I mean, Vince ain't there no more.
I say yeah. There's no chance.
Probably not, but I'll leave the door open and hope that maybe one day.
Yeah. But Owen Hart in this form would be so cool. Could you imagine little superstars?
Oh
Owen
my
Hart?
Gosh! You know it would be really cool—a Blue Blazer superstars.
Ooh,
it would fit right into that line. Anyway,
yeah.
We got Bret Hart and Jimny Anvil Neidhart
ready to team up against Cody and Dusty.
There you go. We're gonna have a tag team tournament, Daddy, with the Road Warriors.
Hey, Hart Foundation, go! Yourself.
I thought you were going to say, what do you want to talk about?
We could do that too. But
Still can't get his hand out. Anything else going on before we hop on out of here for the week?
I'm just enjoying wrestling, enjoying things, having a good time. That Raw last night was still so good. Shout out to Penta and Ludwig, man.
Yeah, man, that match.
That was, as the kids like to say, that shit slapped.
That was a great, man. Great Raw, great crowd, man. A crowd could really make a show, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't it crazy?
Needs to, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, can't be, you know, I love those international shows.
I got it, finally. I know.
You got
Cody, Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
I wish that would inspire the U.S. crowds to get better and be loud like that.
Ooh, Justin, I didn't even think about that. That is a good throw out there. Hopefully, a ringside collectibles on sanctioned classic superstars Owen Hart would be fantastic.
Gotcha. Yeah, but we ain't going to get it in that gear because copyright.
Well,
what do you think, Mike? What do you think? Oh, I shut that camera off. Hold on.
I put them back. You're good.
Thank you.
That's great.
Do, 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 do.
But not great enough to fight Cody Rhodes.
Can you imagine? Well, listen, if you get WWE 2K25, we could have Bret Hart versus Cody Rhodes.
Hey, Goldberg. Not that Goldberg. Oh, that's a big piece of news we left out. Matt Goldberg hit his baby.
Yeah, congrats. Big shout out. Congratulations to our buddy Matt Goldberg. You got a little living wrestling, live wrestling buddy. I texted him to say congratulations, and you got a live wrestling buddy, and he laughed.
About to be the same size too. It only takes a few weeks.
So
yeah, come on, that's it though. It's been fun. I'm gonna take some cool pictures this week.
Hope you guys enjoyed my
oddities. That Golga man, Golga is awesome. That picture came out great. Surprisingly, they do not have the oddities theme song and the Instagram sound reel.
Really?
Who'd have thought? Especially since Golga's so over now.
Come on, stand, Jim.
Come on, Jim.
There we go.
Get it together.
How do they look? How do they look? You like the mic?
I love them. There we go. Justin with the they could use the King of Hearts attire. That's not the Hart Foundation. That's cool.
WWE still owns that, so
Corbin, I am looking forward to Phoenix's debut soon as well. That's gonna be so good. Cody's taking tumbles.
There we go. There's some of the newer superstars. One of my favorite lines going today. That with the big rubber guys. And
yeah.
Just so much fun. So we're living.
Dude, I want a Penta in superstars form.
Oh, yes, please.
We need a Punk in superstars form. Maybe we could finally get Cody versus Punk in a ladder match with Larry on a pole.
Oh, poor Larry.
There we go. Look, he's right there. got Larry, yeah. We got Cody. These fit, they fit perfectly.
We're going to get Larry versus Pharaoh in that match.
Oh, we need to, I can't believe Larry got a figure before Pharaoh. Just goes to show you how much power Punk's got.
Come on, Brett, stand straight. Look at the camera like a man. All right. You're standing there. All right, there we go. I got them finally all looking at the camera.
That looks like a good mix-up Survivor Series theme.
There you go. There you go. They all got to be wearing yellow polka dots, Daddy.
Need one more. Well, yeah, one more modern guy, and you'd be set right there.
There you go. I love it. I love it. One more? I can put Cactus Jack over here. I got Sabu over here. If you want to see how Sabu fits in with this. Boom. Fits right in. Look at that.
There you go.
Is he being blocked?
So good. Yeah. And Larry fits in, too. You got to get Larry out there.
Oh. Ah. There we go. Everybody's just falling over here. I got to go put them on display. It was a fun episode. A nice little episode we had here today.
It was a fantastic episode. I'm always down for a good big guy. It's been a while since we just got to sit back and relax and open toys, too.
I know. And who doesn't love to open toys? When I was having all my crazy days, Mike was like, just go open a figure. And I was like, I'm at work. I don't have any figures with me.
I told him you have to keep one spare, maybe a main event in the back seat or something, or put it in the trunk, put it in a nice little case. Don't break it. You know, break glass in case of emergency. Opening toys is some of the best therapy you can get in life.
All right, Cody, you're not going to.
Cody knows.
Cody knows. He's not going to fall again.
You get nothing.
Nothing.
You get nothing. That's what.
Cody,
I want John Cena to go bull back guy. Part of me, he's not. He's being a little baby about it.
He was so good on Raw.
He was holding back. I loved it. You can still see, like, especially when Cody was leaving, like, there was like, oh, I'm not going to be the bad guy, John. Like, it was, you could see, he was like, because he's going to turn baby face before he's gone.
Oh, of course, 100%.
But like, there's no fun with that.
I told you what I think how the story should end, right? I think it should be come around. Maybe it's Cena's last match. He loses the title to The Rock, and then at Mania next year, it's Rock and Cody for the championship to finally get the payoff we need.
I mean, you could.
That's how I would book it if they gave me the pencil.
But it depends on if The Rock's gonna be around.
Yeah. He could be around.
Hopefully.
I mean, I think that's a great story. It's, in my opinion, I would like that. So.
I'm excited. You know what I'm excited about? Motor City Machine Guns versus the Lucha Brothers.
Oh, that'd be a great match. Weren't we at a pay-per-view where the Motor City Machine Guns were on it at AEW?
We were, yeah.
Right, yeah.
How funny is that? Yeah. It's like the one or two times they appeared there.
Yep.
Man, we heard a lot of good wrestling.
There's Cactus Jack now. He joined the fray. So, cool. All right. My superstars are here. I got six more to go add to my display over there. I love superstars. Mike loves the superstars. Best. Keep sending us superstar figures. I cannot wait till we can open up my Remcos on here that I ordered from Powertown.
Yeah.
Who knows when they're coming? But hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. But I might also have a battle royal here with these six guys.
You might as well. You got the blue ring with the cage. Go grab it.
That is true, but the cage is on. So
hey, that makes it a crazy battle royal.
That's right. You got to throw them over the cage. all right, Mike. Anything else before we head out of here for the new? Oh, you know what? We didn't even plug ourselves. Plug us before we go.
Oh my God, go check us out at every official location possible. You know what? Let's make it easy. Head on over to thefigguys.com. Got all of our links to all of your favorite things about wrestling figures from us. You can follow us on all of your favorite podcast platforms, all of our social media at Official Fig Guys. I'm at Mike Bellcaster. He's at the OG Fig Kid. That's Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget, listen to us on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, you just search the Fig Guys, and I'm pretty sure we're going to show up. So,
listen, if you came in a little late tonight, you get to go right in the morning. Just turn it. Yeah. You don't even got to rewatch.
Leave a review, please. If you haven't, give us a 5-star review over on Spotify or Apple. Leave us a comment, please. It helps. It really does help. So, if you enjoyed the podcast,
subscribe here, share.
And again, I was reading comments, and I take you know, when you guys have some nice constructive criticism. I haven't seen any jerks at all. But the reviews, like, there are some things that I, okay, that's something you, we should work on. So.
What are you talking about?
What?
I said, you look at me all the time. What do you mean you haven't seen any jerks?
Hey. So, that's not nice.
I accidentally open up my camera all the time. I see jerks all the time.
So, all right. Well, I think that's it for today. We're going to head on out of here. But thank you to everybody. But joining us as usual, we're going to be back next Tuesday. We're going to have we got some fun stuff coming up over the next few weeks leading into Mania for Mania Week. We're going to finalize a date. We're going to have three points of articulation podcast on here. It's going to be speaking with them. They listened, they reached out, and it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And then after Mania, we're going to pop up on their podcast and go over the WrestleMania reviews.
Make us 5 points of articulation.
That's it.
You had us in there.
That's true.
This we could call this the ultimate wrestling figure podcast.
We are the fig guys.
We are the fig guys. And we're your fig guys. You're in the wrong spot. I'm looking at the wall. You're looking at Dusty.
That's it. And until next week, as until usual. Next time,
he's Tom. I'm Mike. That's Dusty. That's Brett. And Cody. And Sabu. And Cactus. And Jim. We're all the fig guys.
All right, you say it, and I'll hit the button today.
Oh, well, I feel honored. I never for the Hart Foundation, from the Rhodes, from your homies at ECW, and of course from your big guys. Big guys out.
Thanks for watching, big guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, and until next time.